An orchestral performance this weekend in Green Bay is putting dance front and center. The Widener Philharmonic at UW-Green Bay is a relatively new ensemble. It was created in part to fill a cultural void left by the folding of the Green Bay Symphony Orchestra 8 years ago and to expand the idea of what an orchestral concert experience can be. You can join our conversation at 800-642-1234. Do you go out to see an orchestra, whether it's a local one or maybe when you're on a trip? What do you expect? You want to see the hits or music that's new to you? Join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Michael Alexander is Chancellor of UW-Green Bay. He's also the conductor of the Widener Philharmonic. Michael, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks. It's great to be with you.
And Michelle McQuaid-Dewhurst is a professor of music at UW-Green Bay and artistic director for the Widener Philharmonic. Michelle, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much. Great to be here.
Can you give us, Michelle, the origin story of the Widener Philharmonic?
Sure. We began first as a celebratory orchestra for the 25th anniversary of the Widener, which is our performing arts center on campus. And based on the success of that performance, we decided that we needed to continue. And thus the Widener Philharmonic was born. And we began our first season in 2019. We were able to get in two planned events before the pandemic hit. And of course, that was a tough blow for arts organizations all over the world. But we have weathered that storm and we've taken this moment to try to decide what is it that we need to do going forward to ensure that we are serving our region and reaching new audiences to the best of our ability.
And Michael, you are the conductor of UW-Green Bay. How did you become to be the conductor of this orchestra as well?
Well, actually, I came here as chancellor of the University of Wisconsin-Green Bay, and my career prior to that had been as an orchestra conductor. So it was a really great way for me to get to know the community. I obviously still love to conduct and still love to work with musicians and love to create music. And so when talking to Michelle, it was really excited about her vision for what this orchestra could look like and how it can engage our communities, which is what we're about as a university as a whole, about connecting to Northeast Wisconsin and supporting the people who live in it. So this was a really exciting way for me to be a part of that.
And Michelle, can you talk about the artistic mission for the Philharmonic?
Absolutely. We are a professional orchestra that is situated at an educational institution, and that gives us the tools and the opportunity and really a responsibility to examine what an orchestra is and what it does and how it can reach people. And we want to acknowledge the rich tradition and history of orchestral music, but we also need to interrogate that tradition. We don't want to just acknowledge what was, we want to ask what if we branch out from tradition and showcase new musical voices that aren't always heard in the concert hall? What if we embrace a wider variety of musical genres? What if we vary the mode of performance? And so that's the kind of thinking that inspired this first program of our season, which is all music inspired by dance genres from around the world.
Michael, can you talk about the role of the conductor with this this collection of dance-based music? Is this a fun sort of series to conduct?
It is. It's actually amazing. So first of all, I'm always in awe to work with someone like Michelle, who just has such an amazing vision for thinking creatively about what programs can look like. So as a conductor, trying to bring that to life is a thrill. And the music that you're going to hear on Saturday is truly celebratory. It's celebratory in understanding about how music is influenced by dance as opposed to the other way around. It's celebratory by how dance in different cultures is portrayed in music. And it's there's something good about movement and how movement connects to music. I think it's going to be a really invigorating program.
Let's get a taste of one of the pieces here. This is Gabriela Lena Frank's Three Latin American Dances, a bit from the movement called Jungle Jaunt, here performed by the Keith Lockhart Utah Symphony. Michelle, could you talk a little bit about what you went out hunting for when you were assembling this collection of dance music?
Sure. I wanted to find a variety of genres and a variety of moods across the program. I wanted to represent a variety of cultures. And with that last excerpt that we just heard, what I find fascinating about that piece is that Gabriela Elena Frank is an American composer, but she has heritage from Peru, from China, from Lithuania, and Jewish cultural heritage. And she's able to blend influences from dance genres that come from countries in the Amazon rainforest, but she also mixes in references to the music of Leonard Bernstein. And that idea of mixing and matching different ideas and different genres was really creatively exciting to me, and I wanted to see us showcase that.
We're getting a preview of the season kickoff program of the Widener Philharmonic at UW-Green Bay. Our guests are Widener Artistic Director Michelle McQuay-Dewhurst and conductor Michael Alexander. You can join in at 800-642-1234. What questions do you have for our guests? Have you been curious about attending a live orchestral concert or taking your family, not sure what to expect or where to start? Join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We'll pick up the conversation coming up here on Central Time. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We're hearing an excerpt from composer Jonathan Bailey Holland's Motor City Remix. That's a piece that'll be part of this weekend's season opening program for the Widener Philharmonic at UW-Green Bay. We're hearing George's Valdosta Symphony performing that one. We pick up our conversation now about the Green Bay Ensemble with Michelle McQuay-Dewhurst, professor of music at UW-Green Bay, artistic director for the Widener, and Michael Alexander, chancellor of UW-Green Bay and conductor of the group. You could join in at 800-642-1234. What do you like to see when you go out to see classical music? If you don't, or if you used to, what would bring you back? Join in at 800-642-1234. Michael, I wanted to ask about the role of UW-Green Bay getting involved in this this cultural performance, this thing bringing the community hopefully on board. Can you talk about this as part of the UW-Green Bay mission?
Yeah, so we believe the role of the university is to bring people together, to experience great things, to have conversations, and to advance conversations in the region about important things, right? And so part of that is having great arts programs. And so what makes me really excited about this, that we're constantly thinking about this in all ways. So for example, a few weeks ago, we have a new cross-country course on our campus. We had 33 high schools show up a few weeks ago for a meet, about 3,000 people on our campus. A week ago Saturday, we celebrated Hispanic Heritage Month with Estamos Aquí. And we had about 8,000 people on our campus for a festival that included music and art and all kinds of great things, great food. And this is another extension of that, right? Is how do we engage our community in the Widener Center and around interesting things and to help support the musical community in our region?
Michelle, I think there are a lot of people out there who, for one reason or another, think, yeah, I'm not a classical music concert kind of person. This isn't something that's built for me. And I think part of your goal here is to reach out to them and say, oh, yeah, it is. Come on in. How are you trying to connect?
Well, that's absolutely right. I do believe this music is for everyone. And I think nothing compares to the energy that is exchanged between an audience and a group of live performers. And we do know, and this is what inspiring our thinking here, we do know from research that's been done in our region that arts patrons are looking more and more for experiences that allow them to interact more with the artists on the stage rather than having a barrier between the audience and the performers. So we're looking to break that down by addressing the audience directly and explaining some of the backstory of some of this music before it's performed. People are looking for more multidisciplinary experiences, experiencing multiple art forms in a single evening. And we're addressing that with this program with a post-concert performance by the Water Street Dance Milwaukee group. They will be in the foyer of the Widener after the music is performed, and they will be performing dance that demonstrates how dance is inspired by music. So it really brings the evening together full circle, and it moves the audience out of the formality of the concert hall and into the foyer in a more informal atmosphere where they can connect with each other. People want more social connections around their arts consumption, and we think that this is a way we can provide that for them.
Michael, can you talk more about bridging that gap, the kind of things that you and your colleagues will be talking to the audience about when setting up the music you're going to be performing?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think, you know, we often when we perform music, we spend as musicians countless hours with that music before we put it on stage. But the audience is often hearing it for the first time. Right. And I think one of the great things that we can do is to just give them little pieces to hang on to or to understand what inspired the composer. Right, a certain sounds to listen for, certain things that will help them get their bearings as they're hearing the piece. So as Michelle says, that you know, it's about providing access, right? And I think that's what we think about all the time as a university. Our goal as a university is to provide access to education. And in the same way, we're providing access to music in a way that usually you wouldn't have the opportunity to get.
Michelle, I'm sure you have your eyes and ears mostly focused on this weekend's show, but what are you looking toward in the future for future programs for the Widener Philharmonic?
We have an exciting season coming up. We are continuing our partnership with the Northeast Wisconsin Dance Organization and our annual production of the Nutcracker. We have a wonderful program coming up in April that is on the theme of water. That program will be a kind of immersive experience with some theatrical lighting and some multimedia sound samples from humpback whales and other aquatic wildlife to really sort of give us a sense of that connection to the water. So we're really trying to explore themes and big ideas through the programming that we're doing, and we can't wait to share it with everyone.
And Michael, as we wrap up, you'll be conducting all this dance music. I'm sure your colleagues are curious and the audience is curious. Do you find yourself dancing along with it while you're conducting?
So I will be doing that in my head, but I think it's to no one's benefit that they would actually see me dance as part of the program.
Much the same as me. Michael, thanks for joining us today. And Michelle, thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much for having us.
Been talking to Michelle McQuaid-Dewhurst, professor of music at UW-Green Bay, artistic director for the Widener Philharmonic, and Michael Alexander, chancellor at UW-Green Bay, conductor of the Widener. Been talking about the goals of the relatively new ensemble and previewing their upcoming performance is this weekend, Saturday, September 30th at 6:30 p.m. We'll get a link up at WPR.org/centraltime for information.